Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're back on a Hertz Day, the WIP afternoon show. And on a Hertz Day, you know, we just win.
Yeah, I was going to make the same joke, Spike.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. It is Hertz Day. I have that right today. Yesterday, I thought it was Hertz Day. No, it's today.
That'd be baby Ruth Taylor.
Wow, he's starting that
yeah,
early.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So right. Disrespectful.
Set the tone for what the show is going to be like today. Yep. I'm doing pretty good, though, man. Listen, happy that I did not stay up for that game last night.
I did.
It's a series win. All I remember is positive things. I don't even remember that game last night. So it doesn't even matter to me. Jackie Baseball, we got Red October right around the corner. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, I tell you what. I was able to catch a little bit of a cat nap. 8:45 to 9:30, putting walk down. I was like, perfect. Get to be locked in for this one. What a stinker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
total stinker.
What a stinker.
Total stinker. People started tweeting me in the seventh inning asking if I was still up. And so they wanted me to go to bed because I had the previous two nights and it caused
the
win.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's what that is.
Wouldn't do it. I stayed up till the end. So I'm the reason the Phillies lost last night. You know, what's the magic number for the two seed? Is it four? Okay. We'll get to more of that in High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report. Big show, as always, on a football Thursday. Shil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us at 3. Mike Mayock joins us at 4.
Mayo.
So I want to take you back 1 week, Ike.
Okay.
1 week on this program, I asked a question about the Chiefs game. I said, let me give you two options. Option number one, the Eagles win, but it's ugly, and the problems, the issues we saw on offense don't look fixed, but we get the win. Option two, the offense looks good again, and we happen to lose a hard-fought game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And everybody said to me they would take the ugly win over the pretty loss, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And here we are a week later. And I know that we're happy they won the game, but if I were to ask you, do you feel any better about the team after that game on Sunday? Most people would probably say, I don't know. We're all still asking this question about the passing offense. And by the way, the offense in general, it's not like the rushing game is humming either. So here we are 1 week later with the context of what we had on Sunday. And Ike, I'm going to ask you the same question. We have the Rams on Sunday. It's a revenge game for the Rams. They're a good team, big game. And I would ask you, you have two choices for the Rams game on Sunday. And I'm asking you, listening, 215-592-9494. Option number one, they win the game, but it essentially looks just like the Chiefs game. They can't throw the ball. They run the ball. Meh. The defense makes some big stops. Whatever, they beat the Rams. Option number two, they lose the game, but we see a fully functional offense. Mm-hmm. Saquon's running all over the place. Jalen's throwing the ball all over the place. They're doing it. We're seeing the offense we saw in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But they lose the game. Mm-hmm. Which one are you taking?
I'll take the win every time.
Oh.
I don't even need to think about it.
Really?
Take the W every time. Because ultimately, as much as people like yourself, and even I at times get annoyed with it.
Yeah.
But I'm also a believer in it. A win is a win. And I'll take the win. And I'll be upset about it. I'll gladly comb through it, have some constructive criticism.
Yep.
Point my finger where I feel like it needs to be pointed at. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have the comfort of knowing it's a W.
Okay.
And it's in the W column. I can't get to 13-4 without stacking up wins.
You can't get to 13-4 without losing four games either, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
So,
well,
so
that's a fair point.
Yeah. So here's you talked about comfort. I get it. The comfort of having the third win.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking about a different kind of comfort, because I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about winning a Super Bowl.
Ah.
And as I look through the rest of the season, I say to myself, what would benefit, what would make me feel more comfortable moving forward? Them getting that win, or me seeing, releasing the pressure that we felt all week, you know? And it has been, you know, people are happy they won. I think we're all happy they won. But there is this nagging feeling of, are we going to be able to score enough points this year? And I think I would sacrifice the win. I'm not saying I'm opting for the.
Did you say acceptable loss?
I'm not saying acceptable loss.
Please don't say
no,
acceptable loss.
But what I am saying is, if you gave me a choice, an ugly game that looked like Sunday, that, you know, that I'm looking at this team and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how they're going to compete for a Super Bowl this year if they can't move the ball at all.
Mm-hmm.
Or they lose the game and the offense looks functional. The offense looks good. The offense reminds me of the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game. That is going to make me feel better about the team winning a Super Bowl than them just going out and figuring out a way to win on Sunday. Because I think that runs out. I think that luck runs out. Not luck, but, you know, you're trying to win everything by the skin of your teeth. That's a hard thing to do in this league.
Now, again, if this was week 8, week 9, and it was a different sort of feeling around the team, maybe I would have a different answer for you. But you're talking about just getting to 3-0 through this stretch of games against these opponents. I'll take the W's primarily because I have enough road ahead of me
to figure out the other
things. Yes. So it's one thing if you're coming down late in the season and you don't have that much roadway ahead of you. I feel like I got enough roadway ahead of me that they still have enough time to get this thing together. I'm still holding out belief that this will change. I haven't resigned to the fact that this is what it's going to be every week.
So and my,
I promise you it's going to be different, but I'm just not accepting it right now.
Are we lowering? We went from 240 a game to 225 a game.
And I'm back up to 240.
240.
Because I realized what I did. Remember last year?
Yes.
The numbers were lower.
Yes.
So I really was comparing it to last year. This year the numbers are higher. And I can't look at Daniel Jones for 275 yards a game.
No turnover.
He just got in the new offense.
Right?
He's with a new team.
Yes.
He's with his third team in 2 years. Did he start the season with the Giants and ended up with the Vikings?
Yes.
That how that worked?
That's how that
and
worked.
And then he nails with the damn Colts.
Yes.
And he's looking good, and they're 2-0.
He is.
Yeah, so, yeah, I can't accept. What are we, 120? 120, what is that, 125?
A game, yes.
Yeah, I can't,
94 net passing.
I need a 240. I need him back. I need 240 a game.
So, 215-592-9494. I'm giving you a choice. You get the win, it looks ugly like Sunday, or they lose, but the offense looks good and fully functional. It reminds you of the good parts of last year. And the only thing I'll ask you is I need you to be honest today. I need you to be honest.
Tell the truth Thursday.
Tell the truth Thursday. I need you to not beat your... And this, I'm not saying that's what Ike's doing, because I believe what Ike is saying.
Correct.
But I need you to not just beat your chest and go, oh, whatever it takes to win, blah, 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 blah. I want the deepest depths of your soul.
No, what you got to do is accept that that's what most people care about.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. All right. We'll see. All right. 215-592-9494. Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus, here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Who you think feel better? They team feel better, the Eagles or the Giants?
Well, the Eagles.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So the Giants had that great offensive game, and then they got hit with that dagger. Like,
it's a different situation. It's a different situation.
I don't know, but that's the thing. If that would have happened to us on Sunday, I would feel worse. You know why? Because I'd be like, we had one of the best offensive games we'd have seen this team ever had, and we got a loss. Nah, I'll take my W's. You know what I'm saying? That's cute and all. You know, I want the passing game to get better, too. But I'm never, ever going to care about looking good over getting no win. Now, that's a loser mentality. I ain't calling you no loser. I'm not calling Jack no loser. I ain't calling nobody no loser. I'm just saying, if anybody comes on the station saying they rather look pretty and throw the ball over the field and more important than winning the game.
Hold on. It's not about looking pretty. And I appreciate you're getting better and better at arguing, because that is an interesting way to frame what I'm saying. It's not about looking pretty. It's about the rushing game hasn't looked good, the passing game hasn't looked good, and if those things look good on Sunday, I can have a more optimistic outlook for the rest of the year.
You know what? It's Thursday. We about to get a is that what y'all wanted to see game on Sunday? You know,
I think so.
We about to get down Sunday.
I'll take that.
Rams, look, they secondary hurt. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing a lot of talking. Verse talking about he want to see us and all that. See, everybody say, see, this was funny. The whole national media talking about the Rams was coming with revenge, right? Mm-hmm. I thought the Chiefs was coming with revenge too. You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody coming with revenge. So we going to see on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Matt Stafford, you know what I'm saying? You know when you go up against Jalen Carter, he sling you around like a rag doll. You know that. And that already hurt. You know what I'm saying? And we got big Z Smith out there. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Virtuoso coming on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? That's what you wanted to see, game coming on Sunday. Also, look, I got to put this out there. My quarterback, you heard the way he was talking yesterday? That's maturity. Because he usually, I will say this, you know, I'm a Jalen guy. We usually, last year, we didn't get a lot of press conferences like that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What did he say?
We didn't say anything profound.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, last year we didn't get a lot of that. That's on me. That's
right. Sure. Yes.
Like, last year was like, we got to get better. We got to do. It was, I'm responsible. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
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 You know, and that's what I like. Virtuoso coming on Sunday. Put it, whatever bet, plus three touchdowns, whatever. It's coming Sunday.
Thank you for the call, Corey. One thing I saw in the Jalen presser, and he didn't say anything. But I do acknowledge he did say that. He did take some of the onus on him.
A different tone to it, yes.
The tone is that he, in the press conferences last year, Jalen looked like he had a disdain for everyone asking him a question.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
I don't think he looked that way. I think Jordan Mailata has said on Jordan Mailata Show two straight weeks now that Jalen's sort of vibe and presentation and how vocal he is different this year than previous years. And I think that has extended to the press conferences. I don't think he's still, just like Nick, they don't say anything.
No.
But he doesn't look like he is pained to be there. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look annoyed at the questions that are being asked of him.
He's not short with the answers.
Yeah,
he's not snippy.
Right. Yeah.
The weight has been lifted off his shoulders.
Yeah, right? And he said that once.
Yeah, the weight has been lifted off his shoulders. So I actually can enjoy listening to him a little bit more than listening to what we heard when he was guarded and sort of defensive and, you know, that sort of thing. I do agree. I think most of his press conferences this year, even though he's not about to give you any secrets to the recipe, there's still a different tone and feeling when he's up there talking.
Yeah.
Now, will that change after a couple losses and that sort of thing? Maybe. But I think winning the Super Bowl and being a Super Bowl MVP, he has that in his back pocket.
Yes. Yeah.
He has that in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Believe me, when you're an athlete, real quick, when you're an athlete, right, there's always a small hint of insecurity in us.
Sure.
And so we need confirmation that we are as good as we think we are or should be or what have you. And when people start questioning you, you're going to get defensive, you're going to become guarded, all of those things. So he accomplished what his ultimate goal was. And so that lifts a burden off of his shoulders. It gives him the ability to be relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It gives him that ability because you can't take that away from me. I did this.
I already got it.
Before then, you could say things like that. He's not capable of winning. You can't win with a quarterback like that. Like, he doesn't have to worry about that stuff anymore. So I think there's a sense of calmness that has come over him. And I think when he comes into these pressers, he feels that way. He can be engaging. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. He's a little more engaging.
Yes.
He's never going to get up there and tell a bunch of jokes. He's going to give you his one-liners. He's going to give you his cliches.
Yep.
But at least you don't walk away from it feeling like he's looking down upon you, or
yes,
you feel like you're asking questions that's beneath him.
And I think
he had a little bit to that in him in 23.
And I'm not some great defender of the Eagles beat writers. Trust me, I bury them as much as anybody. But we're going to get better questions out of them if they don't feel like the person that's answering the questions is just going to
shut down,
berate them.
Yep.
And on some level, they are the conduit between the athlete and us.
Yep.
So if they're doing their jobs the way they should be asking the questions that we want to know the answers to.
Mm-hmm.
So when the athlete, and this is why I got annoyed with Doc Rivers and Ben Simmons,
mm-hmm,
when the reporters were asking them questions that we wanted to know the answer to, when Doc Rivers and Ben Simmons were scoffing at them, they were scoffing at us,
yes,
in some way.
Yes.
So the
I've never been more offended by anyone than those two right there.
Yes, they were the worst.
They were
I'm
going to
say
bro.
It slow so we can all pick it up.
Yeah, Doc really made me mad at him, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we were the crazy ones. You know?
Yes.
215-592-9494. Chris and Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Boy, oh boy. Ike, I don't know how you do it.
Neither does he.
Doing this
already. I don't know how Hugh Douglas does it on the earlier show.
And how does John Ritchie do it?
The apple just doesn't fall far from the tree. Spike,
we don't have to do that.
You seriously just crossed the line and lost your mind, Spike.
Oh, no.
I mean, if you think for 1 minute we're going to believe that if the Eagles lose this week, but they look good losing, that next week you're going to be feeling great about this team.
I didn't say that.
I mean, listen, I understand you need the clickbait.
No, all right. Timeout.
There it
is. Chris. We're going to do timeout right here. You're in timeout right now. First of all, there's nothing to click on. I'm just talking on the radio. Second of all, I didn't say that next week I would be in a good mood and celebrating anything. I am thinking about the long-term prospects of the Philadelphia Eagles winning a Super Bowl this year. Their offense for the first two games has not looked good at all. Their running game hasn't looked good. Their passing game hasn't looked good. My point here isn't that I want them to lose or I'm okay with losing. My point here is that I will feel better about their long-term prospects if I see the offense clicking in a way that it hasn't clicked, because I think they'll be able to go further. So you can do the apple doesn't fall for a hard far from the tree. That's, you know what that is? That's clickbait. You can insult me personally. You can say that I'm lying. You can do all of those things. What you should do is, if you disagree with me, you should tell me why you disagree with me instead of insulting me.
I'll tell you why if you give me a chance.
Well,
is your point that if they lose this week 37-34 in a shootout and Hurts throws for four touchdowns and our defense gets shredded and we lose, your point is that you'll feel better about our chances to win at the Super Bowl when you watch our defense get shredded?
Did I say that? At what point, Chris, you've listened the whole show up until this point, right?
You said you would feel better.
Chris, yes or no? You've listened the whole show up until this point, right?
Well, the whole show's been 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. At what point did I say I would feel good if the defense got shredded?
Well,
right? I didn't say that. And of course I would be concerned if the defense got shredded. Of course I would. What I am telling you is that I will feel better if their offense looks functional on Sunday. I would take that over an ugly win like they had last Sunday. Yes, I would. It would make me feel better about the team.
In the last 19 games, they're 18-1. The offense has been functional enough. It actually turns out, like, please support me on this.
Okay.
The defense wins championships.
People forget that.
Damn right.
So if they win this week 17-13 and the offense is still as dysfunctional as you think it is, well, but they win.
Is it,
and they're
is it or is it not?
And we now have the number one defense in the league,
okay,
just like we did last year.
Okay.
And just because our team won the Super Bowl last year with a defense that totally dominated that game, and the offense was the beneficiary of that.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Is the defense the same this year as it was last year?
It's got the potential to be better.
Is it the same?
Right now, at this point in the season, it's better.
Okay.
Go back and fact check me.
Okay, Chris. All right. You're not talking about the defense at the beginning of last season. You're talking about the defense that won the Super Bowl.
The team is right now, and their chances to win a Super Bowl. And I'll take a team with a mediocre offense and a dominant defense any day.
Well, that's fine, but it's not that, Chris. That's fine, but it's not the question I asked. So it's not the question I asked. I don't think the defense is going to be dominant. I think they're going to be good. I think they probably
won't
be dominant.
I mean, they can't be dominant.
Sure. They could be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put
Nobody
my money
thought
on.
They would have been last year when they
You're
were.
Right. You're yeah. right. You're right. You're right. Absolutely. All I ask is that you engage with me about the topic we are talking about. When you start off with, you're just like, by the way, my dad would have never said this as far as apple falling far from the tree.
They should have been berating people for not celebrating the wins enough.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. Coming up next, an Eagles-related thing that has to do with Shedeur Sanders. You remember? The buzz was about the draft. Could the Eagles take Shedeur? Is this a possibility? We were given a little bit more insight from a national pundit. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, Jack, if you're going to do 230 Tupac, how deep is your Tupac bag?
I'm about to get in there with him.
Yeah.
Hold on, man.
I feel like it's not that deep. I feel like you only listen to All Eyes on Me. That's the only album
I really like. That song's all right.
Well, that album.
It's a man, yeah.
Yeah. And I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, he
was. I'll work.
Okay,
I imagine.
That's another.
But that's all on All Eyes on Me.
Take it down.
Okay,
I only listen to the greatest hits album.
Oh, whatever.
You kidding me?
Yeah, you got to get in there. With just
I listened to How Do You Want It on the way in today.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's kind of a hard one to make a return.
There you go. And so was that one.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard all the edits, all the backwards in there. Yeah,
that's a good old fashioned edit though. That's like a throwback.
Yeah, those like the ones that I used after the Janet Jackson thing happened when I worked at WYSP. There are all these songs we played that had one curse word in it. There was a Pink Floyd song. There was an Alice in Chains song. And after that happened, everybody cracked down. You had to go and do it. And Tim was our boss, said, Spike, go fix all those songs. And the only way I knew how to do it is on the computer to reverse it. So that it all had that. It all had the zip, zip, zip. Yeah.
What's the Pink Floyd song?
Money.
Ah.
BS. The word BS is in.
Oh, it is.
Is in Money.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So you used to be able to play that with the word in there?
Nobody said anything about it.
Really?
Yeah, in Man in a Box, the S word is in Man in a Box. We would play that one. Jeremy from Pearl Jam had the F word in it. We would play that one.
It's on the radio?
On the radio. Nobody said a word. And then the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake thing happened. It was all over.
What a glorious night.
Yeah.
But on TV, you still couldn't do it, right?
The fun was over. No, TV you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. What a glorious night.
It was quite a night.
A lot of boys turned into men that night.
Yeah, they sure did.
I remember where I was.
Really? Where were you?
I was at my friend's watch party. We were in like second grade.
Yeah?
Yeah, you kidding me? I remember exactly where I was.
And that's when TiVo, remember TiVo?
Yes, of course.
When you could rewind.
Yes.
Yes, that's right when it was around that time.
Before it was just part of our,
Go back. Did I just see what I saw?
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters more on Sunday? I could see this one going. The passing game looks great. By the way, a passing game and running game. I want both of them in there. The passing game looks great or a win. I'm not even going to make you guess because I know what both know where this is going to be.
Clearly 90%+.
Yeah, 89.7%.
There you go.
Yeah. 215-592-94.
Well, I'm upset that it's not 90 plus.
Yeah, well, there you go. I need my people to vote for a pass. And by the way, I want pass and run game. 215-592-94. Fake Stats Connor is back. You're on WIP. What's up, Fake Stats Connor?
I'm back, man. I'll take the W this early in the season to answer your question right away.
Okay.
Three games does not make a large sample size enough for me to worry about the passing game or running game. I also expect them to torch the secondary this so I actually think it's going to be shootout and we win. That's just my...
Well, let me just say this real quick, and I'm going to let you get back to you and Spike hit up. The passing game is just not three games. a season.
Yes. Well, and the half of the previous season, too.
29th ranked passing offense last year.
And it put up numbers in 23, but a lot of turnovers in 23 as well. So it's been a while since it was consistent.
That's all I'll say. The passing game is really more than three games.
Yes. What do you say to that fake stats, Connor?
Well, to be fair, and this is, I'm going to give you another real statistician's term that real statisticians that I talk to use, right? This is the point that I want to make, and I'll make it quick. Garbage data in, garbage data out. And you know what's garbage data to me? The years they didn't have Saquon. You know what's good data to me? They are undefeated when they have Saquon, AJ, and you guessed it, Jalen Hurts, all start and finish the game. We're excluding the Commanders game, right? Where you and I think, fully disagree is on Saquon, and this, and I'll be done with my point, right?
Yep.
You believe, I think, Saquon's last year was an anomaly.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, as someone who has followed Saquon since his first college football game, and actually I even studied how he prepared in high school, I'm telling you, it's not an anomaly. It's the blueprint.
Well, sure it's an anomaly. He has seven NFL seasons.
You're talking about the 2,000-yard season?
Yeah, well, he had seven NFL seasons. Before last year, he only – his top – now, I think Saquon's great. I want to be clear. Huge Saquon fan. Was thrilled that they got him. But he had 1,300 yards twice. He's been injured quite a bit in his career. So if you want to talk about an anomaly, him getting through an entire season – and by the way, it would also be an anomaly for him to have 500 touches one season and follow it up with a season as good the next year. So you want to talk about history and how there is a very large sample size of running backs not performing the same way the year after. So I don't know. I don't think, even if Saquon has a great season, has a 1,500-yard season, it will look nothing like last year. The amount of giant plays he had last year, I would love to be wrong on that, but I would not put my money on this year looking like last year for Saquon.
And I will be doing that to a certain degree because I do actually have a bit of a bona fide as a professional gambler. I don't know if you guys wanted me to give you a pick tonight, but
yeah,
I do have some.
You got a prop? So now I've seen, so we're clear. I've seen Connor on Twitter. He has bets a lot of props.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm very light the past 3 years, to be clear. I'm actually a much more restrained better than most gamblers out there.
Okay.
So basically in 3 months when I was a pro gambler, right, I sold my sports opinions for money. I made about $1,000 a month. I had a 33% ROI over 3 months when I was betting exclusively on defensive props for the NFL.
Okay.
So I love and obsess over NFL, and I still don't even feel like I've cracked like 30% of what the knowledge is on NFL defenses.
So you have a prop for tonight. Give us a prop.
But I do, because it's my bell cow. Now I'm more locked in after October 15th because day job deadline stuff prevents me from being like fully locked in.
Give us the prop.
Just say the prop. Say the prop.
Give us the prop.
Christ.
Prop.
Jordan Brooks, 9.5 tackles. You'll have to bet it live because FanDuel doesn't give it to you pregame for whatever reason. But
how do you know it's going to be 9.5 if it doesn't?
Because every other books are on. They okay. have other books other than FanDuel don't. For some reason, FanDuel doesn't give you live because it's probably because it's a soft market. I don't know. But regardless, it will open up probably around 9.5. And if it doesn't, don't take it. Wait till it drops to 9.5. And if it goes over that, don't take it.
Who the hell is Jordan Brooks?
He's a linebacker for the Dolphins.
He's like one of the most dominant linebackers of like the last 3 years, in my opinion. I mean, he's not maybe not like top three, but I think he's top 10. He's frequently ranked amongst IDP bettors, who's individual drop bettors, as a top 10 linebacker.
So over 9.5 tackles tonight.
Yep, and there are stats to go along with it. Buffalo, time of possession, they're dominating time of possession. So Miami, I do not expect them to be the Miami like defense to be on the field as much. And not to mention, you can even get into the, like, stat counting crews and how generous home stat counting crews are to a home and away team.
Okay.
And away teams, Buffalo has historically been basically even.
Okay.
So I like, now Jordan Brooks is not wearing the green dot tonight, inexplicably. But every Miami Dolphins fan is basically saying, why is he wearing the green dot? But he's still playing 100% of the snaps.
Okay.
So I like it. That's all right. That's my bona fide.
All right.
Okay.
Fake stats,
Connor.
Yes.
It's time to come clean.
These are your fake stats for the day.
Okay. Yeah. Time to come clean.
Yeah.
He wants to be our stat guy.
I have no problem.
Oh, he wants to give us. He's certainly auditioning for either a prop thing, which we already got Nick Costos.
Well, you bet every day.
That's a good point.
And we got Thursday Night Football. Costos is on Friday.
I'm saying. So all right. So we're all in. Connor, you fake stats. Connor, you in with this?
Well, what's the bet tonight?
We're tracking it.
A prop or stat, something unique from you so that you have a unique place on the show.
Yeah, and Thursdays is good.
You just took up 10 minutes of time with this.
Yeah, so.
I didn't understand any of it.
So
didn't understand 9.5 tackles for Jordan Brooks.
Here's what we need, Connor. If you're going to do this, I think we need him for Thursdays.
Okay.
I think we need him for Thursdays.
Well, we also got to see how the bets are going.
Well, it's going to take a while.
We got to get him here. We
need more data.
We need more data.
More data.
Yeah. All right, Connor. So there we go.
Last thing we need from him is more data.
That's a lot of data.
So Connor says Jordan Brooks over 9.5 tackles. If you use FanDuel, he says you have to bet it live because that prop won't be up there before the game.
Let me tell you, Spike, I bet a lot of things.
Yeah, you're not going to bet tackles?
I've never bet how many tackles they make.
Yet.
I'm going to make the bet tonight.
Well, let me know how it goes.
Okay.
I bet offense.
Yeah, but wait.
I bet a defensive touchdown, there's nothing that I'm betting on the defense.
See, it does remind me of betting on rebounds in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look for tackles. What if they do assisted tackles? Oh, my goodness. He misses out on it because it's a joint tackle?
Yeah.
That sounds like stress with betting.
Connor seems pretty sure of it, you know?
There's logic behind it. Buffalo, time of possession.
Yep.
That sort of thing. That does make sense.
Again, we want logic and then data. Okay?
Well, and
the green dot thing... I don't know what that's going to what that means.
I don't really need to know that. Yeah.
By the way,
he's not wearing a green dot.
By the way, Buffalo too. No, I'm just thinking of the game.
Yeah.
Buffalo. Most of Buffalo's plays, they end up with big plays, but there's a lot of 6, 7, 8 yard plays in there.
That's
what
I said. It makes sense.
It makes sense.
That part of it does make sense. Sure.
All right.
And you can imagine Buffalo getting up.
Yes.
Enough that they're just going to run the ball the rest of the game.
Yep.
You can see that.
I'm betting.
I mean, that's what they did last week.
I'm betting it.
All right.
I'm betting it. Yeah, well, it hurt my fantasy team, by the way. That
me too. I got him in another league.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So if you
play both of y'all this week.
If you were
you in one league,
yes.
Fritz in the other league.
Yeah, you play me in the afternoon show league. Yeah, I'm going to crush it. So if you remember back to the NFL draft on day 3, Shedeur Sanders was the big story, and we got a wave of, oh my God, it looks like the Eagles might be interested in taking Shedeur Sanders, which would have been such a gift from the Philadelphia Eagles to us specifically.
Time. You won the Super Bowl, but come on.
What a gift. So Cam Newton was talking about Shedeur Sanders and where he wanted to go. Here's what Cam Newton had to say.
My source tells me that it wasn't just the Baltimore Ravens. It was 3 teams. The Cleveland Browns, the Philadelphia Eagles, and it also was Baltimore Ravens. Now, this is where the perspective gets skewed. Because why would Shedeur not want to go to Baltimore? If any team has been on the cutting edge of saying we figured out the recipe of drafting and developing good players to play great and elite, that's one of the teams that does it at a high level. Why not go to Baltimore? The second team, Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts has been nothing less than a model citizen. And of course, he's thinking to himself, like, you're talking about development. You're talking about preparing him to be a potential starting quarterback. These are individuals that is a no-brainer.
So Cam says that the Eagles were interested, and Shedeur Sanders did not want to go to the Eagles, did not want to go to the Baltimore Ravens. I guess Shedeur Sanders...
Or the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that one makes a little less sense to me.
Well, I think he's probably thinking that the organization is bad.
Yes.
And I don't want to be in that organization.
The only thing that makes sense from the Eagles and the Ravens standpoint is Shedeur Sanders is going to start here or Baltimore for the foreseeable future.
Right.
And he wants to go somewhere where he has a chance to start. I don't know that
would be my thought.
Right. I mean, I can't think of any other reason why he wouldn't want to be here.
Two model organizations, two great organizations that wins football games every year. And you got two African-American quarterbacks playing there. But I think it really just boils down to, now remember, this is him going into the draft.
Yep.
He doesn't want to go somewhere. He wants to go somewhere where he thinks he's going to start, and it's a good place for him to develop as a starter. He didn't think he was going to start in those two spots.
I would have made the argument for Shedeur Sanders. What a great situation it would be to go somewhere where he would have 2 years to work on his skills, yep. and then eventually, they're not going to keep you as a backup for years and years and years. If you're good enough, you'll get traded, yep. or you'll have an opportunity somewhere else. Or, you know, Jalen Hurts has missed games basically mm-hmm. every year of his career, you know.
Jalen got drafted here after they gave a quarterback $100-some million, and look where he's at right now.
Right. I would want to be in a place that, now look, I'm not Shedeur Sanders. It's very easy for me to say mm-hmm. you shouldn't want to go start somewhere. But once you're in that situation, once you're in the situation of, okay, I'm not a first-round pick anymore,
right.
I think the best thing for him, what a great situation it would be here in Baltimore to go somewhere where, you know, where they're able to develop quarterbacks,
yeah.
you know?
Well, that's that humble pie he's having now.
Yes.
Where he realizes that he's not ready to play
right.
and probably sitting is the best situation for him.
Yes.
Now, listen, some guys go to teams, they throw you out there and they say, hey, learn on the job. Well, you can pick up a lot of bad habits learning on the job, especially if you're a bad team without offensive line protection, all that type of stuff. And you can get ruined as a young quarterback.
Well, look at the number of quarterbacks over the recent years that have had to go to 2, 3, 4
yeah.
teams that were all
yeah.
that were high draft picks, by the way.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, man, what a gift it would have been. 215-592-9494. Speaking of a gift,
yep.
National Appliance Warehouse is a gift.
If National Appliance Warehouse was in a draft, they would go number one.
Number one overall.
Yeah, no doubt about it when it comes to appliances.
They have all the tools.
Yeah,
Price is always going to be best in National Appliance Warehouse because of they're in tax-free Delaware and Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific to National Appliance Warehouse. They update the price in the store.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of you.
If you wanted it.
Yeah, prices. They have every brand from a Budget to Sub-Zero Wolf & Co.
You nailed it that time.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Like, what are you waiting for?
Delivery. Great salespeople.
Delaware's right there. It's right there. Just go over.
Right on 95.
It's easy.
Yes.
And you can finally experience what Spike and I have been talking about at National Appliance Warehouse. Great price, great experience, industry-leading professionals. When you walk in, they treat you like the good part of the family. They're excited to see you, make the whole buying process an absolute joy. And like Spike said, the right appliances for you. I know your kitchen's looking sad. You have people coming over for game day. You don't want to have a sad kitchen. Upgrade your kitchen and get to National Appliance Warehouse today and get an incredible shopping experience with incredible appliances. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
And how should they say it? With their chest.
We say everything with our chest on this show.
Yes.
Passing game's got to be better.
Yes. Don't
chest
go in
out.
There and mumble, Fritz sent me.
Yeah, I used to be a mumbler.
Nah, you can't be that way. Corey in Pottstown, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What's going on, guys? Hey, it's funny. I got to think about the Eagles, but about the Shedeur Sanders thing, real quick, the teams that I thought he should have went to that would have been better sitting on a bench with, I thought because they didn't give – San Francisco's quarterback his money yet. I thought him backing up the quarterback of San Francisco.
They paid him. They paid Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy got paid.
No, but they didn't pay him until the beginning of the year. They didn't pay him during the draft.
Okay.
Oh, you mean, oh, yeah, they waited. Well, yeah, I guess they
and
did.
By the
they
way,
waited after the draft to pay Purdy?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't remember. Okay. They paid him a lot of money.
And by the way,
he got a ton of money.
Yeah. Mac Jones is going to take his job anyway.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No,
he's better than Brock Purdy. Yes, he is.
I heard Patriots losers saying that. You're just a Purdy hater. You're a Purdy hater.
Yeah, he stinks. Obviously.
He doesn't stink. Anyway.
Hey guys, I thought as far as a quarterback that gets hurt all the time that he could have backed up, I thought he would have been a decent backup in Miami.
Yeah, he probably thought so, too.
Yeah.
That's probably a spot he wanted to go to. Yeah,
by the way, Corey, he wasn't a free agent. He couldn't just go
right.
wherever he wanted.
He had to get drafted.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Spike.
Yeah.
I guess the question is I'm confused. Here's why I'm confused.
Okay.
Let's say the passing game this week, and I'm only going to just say this week. Let's say the passing game looks good this week.
The offense. Offense. Everybody's saying passing game. Running game, too.
Offense.
Yeah, okay.
Offense. They scored 24 points the first week, 20 the next week.
Yep.
And the offense didn't look good, really, let's say, for both weeks.
Yep.
Let's say they score, their offense looks good this week, and they score 30 points and lose.
Yep.
Okay? Then that means the defense took a back. And I don't know that I would care as much of the defense taking a step back rather than seeing the offense take a step forward.
That's
am I wrong in thinking that?
No, it's an interesting it's a it's an interesting question to bring up. I think I don't want to. I think if we talked about it till we were blue in the face, we could come up with a million different scenarios for how what I'm saying could play out on Sunday, right? I think there is a world, by the way, that the offense looks good and maybe the defense mostly looks good and gets beat on a couple of big plays. I don't know. If the defense, I think the most interesting thing about the defense, and I think it was Baldy that brought this up yesterday, when I asked if the defense took a step forward, he noted that the number of good players on the Chiefs offense is just not very high. And he didn't sound, when we talked to Baldy yesterday, he didn't sound particularly impressed with how good the Eagles defense looked on Sunday. So I think it's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. I think if I would bet, if we're going to look at the trajectory of this season and I had a bet on one unit coming together, I would bet on the defense coming together over the offense coming together. So,
yeah.
So
in, true. So, I, yeah. I do too. I just don't want to kind of put one out, like to make one look better, maybe with a loss, the other is going to look worse.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
That's why he didn't give you, that's why he's not giving you a score,
yes,
per se.
Yeah. I think if I had to put my money on it, I'm more confident in the defense ending up as a good defense, mm-hmm, than I am that the offense is going to end up as the sort of offense we needed to end up. So I would take a step back on the defense, mostly just because I'm confident. And by the way, the people who are saying the opposite are just more confident in the offense eventually coming together than I am. And the defense wins championships thing, it's true. It's also not totally true. It's not 25 years ago. You need a good defense,
sure,
but it's super hard to just get carried by your defense.
I agree.
You know? So we didn't.
Who was the last true, like, defense?
The Broncos,
right? Like, that was the last one where it was, like, the defense was so good it didn't matter what the offense did.
Well, it was not the the Seahawks were after
the Broncos were after them.
Seahawks. Okay.
With the Peyton's last one.
Oh, right.
I mean, and
thank you for the call, Corey.
I could argue, although Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of that team, I still believe the defense has been the strength of the Chiefs the last 2 years.
Oh, for sure.
Well, and that Super Bowl the Patriots won after the Eagles. When they
beat McVay like 9-3 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get Jared Goff out of here game.
Yeah. Well, that was one that, when we used to make the Belichick arguments, no one liked to bring up that one.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one when everything is about Brady winning day. Well, Brady and that offense wasn't that good that year. That was a defensive-led team.
Dude, that was the worst Super Bowl
forever. Yeah, that was a defensive-led team. So Belichick's last Super Bowl win was his defense.
Yeah, you're right.
Brady didn't even win the MVP.
Right. Yeah. You know, so thinking about
13-3, by the way.
13-3. I've
almost wiped that Super Bowl from my memory.
Yeah, because it was boring. It was like one of the worst Super Bowls ever to watch.
I don't even know what counts on Brady's resume.
Does he take one away?
Does he acknowledge that one?
Yeah. You want to take
he
one
probably
away?
Doesn't, no, he probably doesn't acknowledge it.
So I was looking, speaking of McVay, I was looking at, you know how Elliott does his, for every game.
Yes, I saw that chart.
He'll do each chart and who has the advantage. You know, it goes all the way from elite to poor. And he does, you know, quarterback, coach, wide receivers. And I noted, as I usually do, I look right to the head coach and the quarterback. He has Jalen Hurts and Matt Stafford is equal, and he has, for head coach, the Eagles slightly ahead of the Rams.
No.
Yeah. I have trouble
with both of those.
Yeah,
I mean, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
We can have certain discussions and arguments in the offseason, because it's mostly hindsight and projecting forward.
Yes.
So it's easy to have hindsight and have our chest out when we just won the Super Bowl.
Yes, there's no argument.
There's no argument to be made. I'm gonna get the last word in. We won the Super Bowl.
That's how I lost every argument in the offseason. We just won the Super Bowl, but you're right.
More importantly, projecting is easier to be done because it hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
It's happened.
Yes.
We had two more games.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to tell me that Jalen and Matthew Stafford are equal.
Not at this point.
Playing the quarterback position right now.
Not right this second. And the McVay thing, I have great respect for Sirianni.
I love Sirianni. McVay is the second best coach in the league behind Andy Reid.
Yes. And this, it's one, by
and
the way,
he's coaching Hurt right now.
Yeah.
And yes, with the torn plantar fascia. Yeah, he doesn't need surgery. They don't need surgery.
Now, I will admit, that's a Nick Sirianni thing.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's it. Nick would be out there injured and everything else on the sideline. So I
100%. 100%.
I'm actually surprised Pretty Boy is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coaching still.
I'm surprised he's not up in the booth.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised he's not up in the booth.
Trying to think of all the coaches we've seen get be hurt on the sideline. I mean, the famous ones with Joe Pa. Remember Joe Pa with the crutches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that? He almost got ran over, too.
He sure
yeah,
did.
Yeah, then they got him upstairs.
The reason, with all due respect to Sirianni, look, they've both been to two Super Bowls. They've both won one. Yes, Sirianni has a better winning percentage as one head-to-head, but the fact that McVay is also the offensive guy that he is, the coordinator on the team, I think just has to give him the advantage on
what he's done with that team after they, first of all, he sold the farm to win the Super Bowl.
And they did it.
Bleep those picks, all of that.
Yep.
Had to rebuild the team.
Yes.
Basically without first or second round draft pick for 2 years.
Yeah.
He didn't have first or second round draft picks. Right? Rebuilt the team, and they're back as one of the NFC's best teams.
Right.
Like, that's where they are.
Without Aaron Donald,
without Cooper Kupp, without Jalen Ramsey, without those guys.
And by the way, he's resurrected Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams is nothing last year, by the way.
Nah,
yeah.
No, Sean McVay is a damn good coach.
He's a great coach.
Yes. Yeah, but are they tough?
I don't know.
Isn't that Elliott's thing?
Yeah, can they win in the cold?
Thing, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's Shanahan, right?
Yeah, well, that's his insult on Shanahan.
Now I'll take McVay over Shanahan.
Yeah. I will take McVay over Shanahan as well.
Although Shanahan cooking up another one with Mac Jones.
Well, Shanahan's a great coach.
He's ready for Mac Jones to take that job.
I know.
Of course I am.
Yeah.
Why pay Brock Purdy when you get Mac Jones?
Why are you so against Brock
because
Purdy?
Because he obviously is a system quarterback that they can spend more money on defense and spread out the money to sign Mac Jones.
The whole money on quarterbacks thing, you pay your quarterback if you have a starting quarterback. But he's the eighth highest paid quarterback in the league. It doesn't matter.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Well, that's
Purdy, man. He is this guy.
Yeah. I'm an equal opportunity hater. I want everyone to acknowledge that.
Yeah, you hate Purdy. You hate Purdy.
I like quarterbacks with strong arms. Sorry.
Well, Purdy's a good quarterback.
He's okay.
He's a
Mac
good
Mac Jones would do just as well.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Shil Kapadia will answer the question of the day. Also, I feel like I might need to dig into Shil Kapadia a little bit. I heard something he said on the morning show earlier this week.
There we go. Hold him accountable.
I just think he needs to be pressed a little bit. He's not a sheep. Well,
we'll see what his answer.
Yeah, maybe he's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh, man.
Shil Kapadia joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss them bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat.
I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.